Hello, this is Richard Haggerty, Master Hypnotherapist and NLP Trainer from hypnosiscardiff.co.uk, and welcome to your You Can Stop Feeling Anxious recording. As you lie back and make some quiet time, make sure that your headphones are on comfortably, and lie back now. And allow yourself to close your eyes. And as you close your eyes comfortably and take a deep breath in through your nose and exhale out your mouth, a longer exhale. That's right. You'll notice that the old stress and worry can start to dissolve quickly. Simply as you breathe in through your nose and exhale out your mouth. And bring your attention to your breathing now. And it's okay to allow your mind to quieten quickly and for the tension in your head to dissolve. And you won't need to focus or concentrate consciously at all as you're listening to your hypnotherapy recording, because I'll be communicating with your unconscious mind. So consciously now, just bring your attention to your breathing. That's right. Breathing in through your nose and exhaling out your mouth. And the exhale out your mouth can be about twice as long as you inhale through your nose and exhale out your mouth. And as I count down from 10 to 1, with each number you can take a deep breath in through your nose and allow yourself to grow even more comfortable, sinking into this deep, powerful trance. But don't go all the way deeply down just yet. Consciously stay there for a few moments to just allow yourself to appreciate it so much more. That's right. Not all the way down. Not all the way down. Just yet. And as you take a deep breath into your nose and exhale. 10. Knowing that each time you listen to this recording, each time you go into trance, you go deeper, which means that your unconscious mind is able to reinforce all the positive benefits and changes. 9. That's right, taking another comfortable deep breath in through your nose and exhaling out your mouth. So comfortably now. As the tension around the top of your head and your forehead continues to dissolve, you'll notice that the tension behind your eyes can release, release, release. And as you take another deep breath in through your nose and exhale out your mouth, any tension in your jaw can relax. Muscles melting in your neck and at the back of your head. Any tension in your ears can release. 7. As you take another deep breath in through your nose and exhale out your mouth. Relaxing and releasing. 6. Drifting down. Floating down. That's right. Comfortably drifting. 5. Alive to the comfortable possibilities of peacefulness. As you take another deep breath in through your nose and exhale out your mouth. 4. It feels good to relax this way. And as you continue to relax even deeper, you may start to remember a time. Remember a time when you were deeply relaxed. On holiday, lazing in the sun, by the seaside, admiring a view, or just drifting off in a favourite chair, or in a favourite trance. 3. Drifting back into that comfortable experience. Drifting down, down. As you take another deep breath in through your nose and exhale out your mouth. 2. A place where you feel even more at peace and calm, so you can be 1. Peaceful. Now. And as your conscious mind drifts off, and as you smile inside with that warm glow that starts to spread to all the places it needs to, with your next breath, a wonderful white light can flow into all parts of your body. And that white light continues to heal any old memories or programs that need to be updated for you to change now. And as you exhale out your mouth, any of the old worries or concerns, even any health concerns, can turn to smoke and disappear to the ends of the universe. And as you breathe in through your nose, an infinite white light fills your body, healing, peacefully changing, peacefully updating the old programs, so you can feel more peaceful, feel more passion for your life, feel more alive and healthy, and allow this to positively benefit you every day, every day, every day. And you won't need to do anything other than relax and listen to this recording, relaxing you, releasing the old tension gone, so you can notice more relaxation. Because a person can feel comfortable now. And I'm wondering if you can remember what it's like when you feel completely relaxed. Perhaps you'll notice a warm inner smile working its way up towards your head and down towards your feet. Perhaps you'll feel that you simply smile more now. I don't know exactly how you're deeply relaxed and how good that feels when you're at peace. Now, there are many ways in which a person can enjoy more comfortable sensations. Perhaps there's something that you like to do that feels really good. A hobby. Time with friends or loved ones, a certain piece of music, a certain book, watching a certain program, visiting a certain place. Perhaps it's time for you to enjoy more wonderful experiences that create happy memories inside you that you can look forward to enjoying talking about for years to come. Looking back on those wonderful experiences that you've already had. now a wonderful ability to change. And if any old stressful memory pops up on the screen of your mind, your unconscious mind can drain all the colour out of it, take any learnings that you need to at the unconscious level, and rewind it backwards very quickly. So you can see the younger you rewinding backwards all the way to the beginning. And as you breathe in through your nose, that old memory is filled with white light. And the white light whites it out. The white light is love and peace and forgiveness. And a sense of, don't worry, everything will work out. Because studies show that the communities in the world where the people live the longest, such as Okinawa, which has one of the highest degrees of centenarians in the world, that they have a saying in Okinawa, don't worry, things will work out. And you know, it's interesting, the definition of fear that I was taught years ago, that it's false expectations appearing real. And your unconscious mind can take any concerns and pop them on the screen of your mind at a distance. And from your heart and in your mind, you can just be saying, I love you. And sending the love and kindness to that part of you and those old memories, so that they continue to dissolve, so that white light continues to flow through your body, out your heart and into the old memories. And as the white light hits it, and as the white light passes through, the old memories can dissolve, dissolve, dissolve. And as you breathe in through your nose and exhale out your mouth, consciously, you're just aware of a greater sense of safety and love. As if you're enveloped in love and safety, cocooned in a strong self-esteem. That's right. And I'm wondering how good it would feel if you simply sunk down and dropped through your body to the other side, and then floated down through your body again, through those old feelings, and simply drop through now. And drop through again. And drop through them now again. And then as you drop through, to start to dissolve into a healing beam of white light. A white light that dissolves, dissolves, dissolves. Dissolves into everything. The room. What you're resting on. You. Your surroundings dissolve into white light. And that white light spreads out and dissolves into everything in the world. In the solar system. In the universe. Just oneness, just love, just white light, peace, calm, love, peacefulness, tranquility. Bathing in tranquility and peacefulness. bathing in white light. Tranquility. Peacefulness. Peacefulness. Tranquility. And your unconscious mind can connect with your superconscious to heal the old memories, so that you're back to a place of inspiration. And the white light of inspiration can create wonderful, positive, lasting changes. And as you notice that you've changed later on, now, engaged in that wonderful sense of gratitude for this peacefulness, floating and bathing as you be the white light of inspiration and love now. You're already listening at the unconscious level. At the unconscious level, relaxing. At the unconscious level, releasing. At the unconscious level, bathing in this wonderful peacefulness. Sinking and dissolving. Dissolving deeply. And the more you dissolve, you let go of old problems, gone now. Your unconscious mind can continue to find new solutions to the old problems. And as you hear my voice, as you bathe in that white light, I'm reminded of the great teacher, the great Zen master, and the story of the young girl, the young teenage girl whose parents, many, many years ago, in a little village in China, discovered that she was pregnant. When they inquired and asked who the father was, they went up, and as they did, they asked her, "Who was the father?" And she points over to an old Zen master who was widely respected for his wisdom in the community. And the parents went up and chided him for getting their daughter pregnant. And he looked at them and said, "Is that so?" Later on, the baby was born, and because the family were very poor, they took the little baby and gave it to the monk, to the Zen master, saying, "This is your baby, you look after it." And the Zen master replied, "Is that so?" And lovingly took the baby and looked after it and brought it up for several months. Until one day the daughter told her parents the truth, that it was nothing to do with the Zen master, but a young man in a neighbouring village who was the father. And the parents went very humbly and apologetically to see the Zen master and let him know that they were deeply sorry for the old problems and the old accusations and worries. And he lovingly looked at them. And as he did, they comfortably and gently asked if they could have the beautiful baby back so the family could be happily together. So the family could be happy and connected comfortably. And he gently, without hesitation, gave the baby back. And as they said, "We're sorry. We know it was nothing to do with you," the Zen master lovingly looked at them and said, "Is that so?" And as you continue to dissolve into that white light, peacefully dissolve, peacefully, comfortably, lovingly, drifting and floating. As you drift and float, now, comfortably, your unconscious mind can bathe in these wonderful feelings of peacefulness and inspiration. There's the story of the Zen master who was approached by a very academic history teacher who challenged him about how important it was for people to always be thinking and always be taking action. And the teacher said to the Zen master, "You teach that it's okay to be peaceful, and that we don't need to act, that we can relax and be comfortable. But what of history? Does not history show that mankind has been able to influence the planet and change the course of history by their actions? Have not the men and women of history greatly contributed by their actions to the planet?" And the Zen master replied, "Yes, they have." And the history teacher, the academic, continued, "And have not the actions and the business of people day to day created many wonders in the world?" And the Zen master replied, "Yes, their actions have indeed done many things." So the academic then asked him, "Well, is not what you're teaching, to be relaxed and peaceful, a waste of time?" And the Zen master thought for a moment and then replied, "Even when I'm not looking, and whether or not I'm working or sleeping, the seasons still change, and the leaves will still fall from the trees. And as you continue to bathe in this peacefulness and comfort, your unconscious mind is wonderfully able to not just heal you from the old stresses, but allow a wonderful inspiration, a beautiful inspiration, to fill you right the way through your body, so that as you enjoy a comfortable inner smile now, a comfortable inner smile now, a comfortable inner smile now, as you float back inside your body, that peacefulness can go throughout each day into all areas of your life. Your unconscious mind might start to think of some situations over the coming day and over the coming week where being more relaxed and peaceful and a positive sense of expectation that you can relax and perform comfortably will be wonderful to feel that now. You may imagine yourself going into those situations, handling them all comfortably, and being surprised at how well they go. And if anything happens that you think later on, "I wish that could have been a little bit better," then you get to learn from it so that next time round you perform even better. And as your confidence grows, and as that peacefulness grows, and as you start to deeply trust your own creativity, you come from inspiration. So you act when inspired. When you're inspired, you take action. When you're inspired to say something, inspired to learn something, or inspired to listen to this recording and relax. As you continue to drift down into a comfortable rest, perhaps it's time to go to sleep now. Or perhaps later on, you can emerge rested and refreshed. Your unconscious mind will know just the right thing that'll allow you next time you listen to this recording to go deeper and deeper. So that you notice each day how peaceful you feel, how happy, how open. And that relaxed sense of everything is working out okay continues to allow you to smile more often, to smile longer, to remember happy memories, and to notice all the things in your life that you have to be grateful for. Because you can feel that sense of gratitude for your house, your friends, loved ones, everything that you've learned, your creativity, your skills, your ears to hear this exquisite recording is relaxing you and helping you make positive, beneficial changes that'll be with you for the rest of your life. So that next time you'll sink down even deeper. And your unconscious mind will continue to reinforce all the positive changes that you've already made now. Relax. Release. Peaceful. Relax. Calm, peaceful, 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 now.